Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. I am your life imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about encouraging individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life. I always tell people it's important to live intentionally for affinity. So if you don't have spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development, these are the things we talk about on this show. And my favorite of all four of them is definitely spiritual growth. So it doesn't matter where you are in your walk with your spiritual growth, I will have someone that will come on the show and give you a better walk than the one you currently have. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. You hear my introduction every single week. I want you to know that I bring people on the show who hold virtual group and family workshops on leaving an imprint or even just developing yourself from where you are with your walk and your journey today. So I'm not going to keep you long because I have a powerful woman of God who is joining us today, and I want her to pour into you like no pouring before. I keep telling you every week I have a phenomenal guest, but let me tell you, wipe all of those other guests away just for a second, just for today, because this young lady has traveled around the world. And she has, you see our topic for today, this is a Mother's Day special, and it's a mother's love for her child and her country. When I tell you, this young lady not only gave birth to her own children, but she has rebirthed so many others. This is why this is an anointing Mother's Day special for so many mothers that are out there. Now, I'm going to turn my mic away and turn myself off and allow my guest to come in and introduce herself to you and tell you where she's actually hailed from, and then tell you so much more about her journey in life and how important it is to be that mother of a child, for a child and for her country. Guest, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Speaks. Good morning, afternoon.
Good morning. I just would like for you, ma'am, to just go ahead and tell us who you are, where you are hailed from, and how did you get on this show?
Well, it certainly is a God thing, Dr. Betty. I am Yolanda Powell. I hail from Washington, D.C., right outside of the metropolitan area in Maryland. And I am so excited to be on here with you. This has been, I believe, a divine connection, we call them. And so I thank God for you and what you are doing as a vocal, I call it vocal velocity, in which God can use the voices of men and women, young people all over the world. And you are certainly one of them. So we're excited to be here.
Yes. You know, I honestly, you and I spoke about this a few moments ago. Mm-hmm. It was it was a divine moment to get you to be a guest on today's show, because my mind was saying, go reach out to your veteran sister, Yolanda.
Yeah.
Yolanda Jerry. And then your name came up first, you know, so Dr. Yolanda Powell, you know, so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I erased the message, and then you respond to my So I said, this was a divine calling, because I have followed you for more than 15, maybe 16 years.
Wow.
And I thought you were from Boston, Massachusetts. I have friends in New York that speak highly of you. Wow. You have rebirthed so many females, and I don't even think you've given birth to a daughter.
No, I have not. I have three adult sons and no physical or biological daughters, but many spiritual ones. So that's a blessing from the Lord, really and truly.
It is. And honestly, women love her. I want the world to know this. She is a world female leader. And she's a bona fide leader. She's an authentic leader. A leader like, see, I get emotional when I think of it. It's all, I'm going to let you have the mic. I'm going to just let you speak for a moment.
Well, one of the things, so many of us. Well, I am so grateful, because one of the things that God has given me, perhaps later in my life, I've been in ministry, Dr. Betty, for 40 years. So that's a long time, four decades. The Lord has been using me, grooming me, developing me as a teacher and as an evangelist and as an apostle, prophet, and all of these various fivefold ministries. But the thing that has settled most in my heart over these decades is the need for women leaders to be undergirded, to be mentored, to have professional development, to have a sense of where their specializations can flourish. And so that's really where I'm landing here in the latter years of my life, to really see spiritual sons and daughters really have the kind of articulation of voice and volume and velocity, as I said, so they can go far and the things that God had put in them can be really realized. So I'm thankful for that opportunity to groom a new generation of female, I call them female sons. Many don't really care for that, but because Jesus said, I'm leading many sons to glory, that I am really the first of many born of the Father. The firstborn son really takes on his specialization. So God says, male and female, if you love Jesus, and if you are doing the affairs of the Father, he puts you in that first position, and not by gender, but by experience.
I so love that. You know, you said the affairs of the Father.
Yeah.
Oh, can you just like elaborate on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, from Genesis chapter 1, when God says in Genesis 1:23, I believe it is, through 26, he talks about that he made us male and female, mm-hmm. and that he poured his image and his likeness into his expressions of the feminine and the masculine. And so when we think about daughters and we think about females and we think about God pouring his spirit upon all flesh, what we're seeing is the Father saying, where are my examples? Where are my representatives? Where's my DNA?
Yes.
And so it is the affairs of the Father that Jesus came. He said, I came to do the will of the Father. I came to showcase the Father. And so that when we're born of Jesus and born through him, we take on that affairs. We take on that executive position. We take on that ability to handle the whole will and testament of God in the earth and to see things happen in our family because it's extension of his family. We care for others. We care about the community. We care about our children. We care about marriages. We care about our country, as you've been talking about. And so we begin to take hold of things governmentally. We don't just do this by some kind of casualness. We know that we have the affairs of the Father in our right hand, and that we have a responsibility to care for the poor, to care for the disenfranchised, to care for those that are trafficked, to care for those that are, you know, underneath the radar and kicked to the curb. We as women and moms, particularly, this is Mother's Day weekend. This is our responsibility, not to be casual leaders, but to be leaders who take a hold of things and handle our households, our communities, and our nation. So it's an exciting thing to be born of God and to handle his affairs.
I told you this, I said to you all before this is genuinely a woman of God, and she has so many daughters that she has rebirthed, but God allowed her to give natural birth to 3 sons. And that, like I said, you probably didn't even know I knew
that. I did not know. I did not know you knew that. My sons are a blessing to me. They are a different breed. I prayed for them to be world changers, for them to really move in marketplace. I didn't pray for the preachers. I prayed for men who would have lasting legacies. And so our youngest is an attorney. He's been trained in law at Fordham University in New York. Our middle son is a mover and shaker in engineering, and he does cartography and makes maps and does all of those things. And our firstborn is a music guy. He's a lyricist. He's written for Lady Gaga and all of these different artists in California. And now he's moved to Texas and want to be a farmer and really help the land to be what it needs to be and to bring economics back to community. So I am so proud to be a mother of sons. That's a blessing, but I'm also grateful that God has given me spiritual daughters to see raised up and move forth in our community. And I want to say one more thing, Dr. Betty, that was on my mind as I was praying about our time today. I read a book. This is a book that was written in 1976 called Mothers, Leadership, and Success. Mm. Mothers, Leadership, and Success by a tycoon leader in home construction and design back in the 70s. And his name was Guy Odom. And this book was a compilation of how important moms are to the way a nation and its businesses and its communities form and yes. come into success. And his premise was that mothers were the one element across all the boards, whether that was race or whether that was class or whether that was in individual communities or cultures, that the mom's influence, Dr. Betty, was number one across all of their research over tens upon tens of years, that this was the one element that created leadership and success for a country and a nation. Isn't that exciting?
That is exciting. Yeah. That is so exciting. And this is why, as I went into prayer, I was like, Lord, what should I ask her? Let her be her, Betty. That's why, you know, let her do what she does. And I knew that you have another show coming up for Mother's Day. Can you talk about that briefly? He just said, give her the mic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have, as I mentioned, I've been in 4 decades in ministry. And so my husband and I, of course, are in our senior years. He'll be going towards 70. I'll be moving into my mid-60s. And so we are going to be stepping down from our local ministry here outside, just outside of Washington. And so I am going to be raising up one of our apostolic sons to take leadership of our local house. His name is Apostle Willie Miller Jr. And he's been with us for about 10 years. And so he's ready. He's ready to take the helm. And so I've not been ministering in our local house. I've given the elders and the deacons and all of the other ministers the opportunity to do that. But they said, can you come back and at least minister for Mother's Day? We need to hear from our spiritual mother. And now they're calling me Apostle Emeritus, which is a huge term. An emeritus is someone who's seasoned and they've done the years and the work. And now they get to kind of just sit in a honored posture and then kind of oversee. So that's really been a great thing. But this weekend, this Mother's Day, we have been talking and going to be delivering over kind of some time zones, the element of when the womb speaks, when the womb speaks, and how God has given women a particular ability to change nations. Now, we have heard this, whoever rocks the cradle rocks the world.
Stop it.
And so, yeah, that is what we're going to be talking about. The power of the womb to speak to generations, the power of the womb to speak to nations and to legacies and to now and next. And so as mothers, we should never be silent. We should never be afraid. We should never back up or take down because we are holding this gauntlet, this power source in our voice and in our hand, in our heart and in our thighs to be able to birth nations and to birth people who can be game changers. And so never should a mother be belittled or made to feel small or made to feel like all I'm doing is having babies. Girl, you are doing the doggone thing. You are doing the thing that makes life work. And so we'll be speaking about that on Sunday. Well, it is Sunday, Mother's Day. We'll be speaking about that and really helping women to take that into their future with some confidence and some authority and some vocal power. So I'm excited.
God bless you, Apostle. And tell me that name again that they gave you.
Apostle Emeritus.
Apostle Emeritus.
Yeah, usually they sit on a board. If a person has been on a corporate board and they have been one who is a founder or one who has done a lot of the work over the years, they don't just push you out and say, oh, you're too old. They give you the emeritus position so that everyone knows that your significance is longstanding and it will outlive you. So I'm so humbled by that.
Yes, I know you are, because that's the type of person you are. You receive things humbly. And honestly, that I'm going to have to see if I can clear my calendar. That sounds like an amazing event to attend. And as you were speaking about women, I thought of the Statue of Liberty, you know, and the fact that it was given to us for friendship and freedom. And guess what? It's a woman.
It's a woman.
Yes. Can you speak on that? I know this is like, but you were speaking about women, and then it just took me to the Statue of Liberty.
Absolutely. And you know, when you think historically about this gift that was given to America as an example of liberation, an example of freedom, she stands in the harbor with this light in her hand, and she is saying, come and bring your huddled masses yearning to be free. She is saying there's an opportunity in the land to bring your babies, your young people, your marriages, your communities, your cultures, your diversities. And this is America's perhaps most important symbol to the nations of the world, a woman. So I believe I'm leading in my older years an organization called WALE, Women of Apostolic Intelligence and Legacy. And it's important that we understand that a woman, and I have her in my in all of our kind of designs, the Lady Liberty, because I believe that women can be, of course, a light in the darkness. We can be a voice of reason to the crazy, those that think that, you know, women should be used for sex trafficking and for, you know, for all kinds of economic purposes. No, God designed the woman as a liberator. He designed the woman to be a symbol of his best ability to bring harmony, peace, and love. But she will fight. Come on. She will fight over her cubs. You know, she will fight over her offspring, over her family and community, as we've seen around nations around the world. But this Lady Liberty is such a symbol to the woman all over the lands, all over the countries of this world, that we are indeed a light, a hope, and a future. That we as women represent something of nobility and power, and not something that's just kind of pushed to the side or relegated to the back. So I love that. I love the symbol of the lady standing in the harbor of New York saying, come on, we got you and we welcome you.
Oh my goodness. You have given me so many nuggets all in that itself, especially speaking on the, you know, as you spoke, and I hope others just realize what she just said as she was speaking, it was laid on my heart. She's talking about the Statue of Liberty. She's saying the power that women have and the fact that we were given a woman as a gift from Paris, from France, for peace and for friendship. You also made me think of my grandmother. I can recall my grandmother walking me to church with my little hands in her hands and singing Walk With Me, Lord, or and those songs come to mind What have been, because I've seen Mother's Day pictures with you and your sons.
Right.
What are some of the things that come to mind when your sons give you appreciation for being their mom?
Oh my God. I don't think anything is more valuable. I don't think anything means as much as when that which you have birthed, turn around and say thank you with gratitude. I believe that's just probably for a mom, the most important thing. Now, others can say things and others can give accolades and others can give recognition, but it's something about when you've labored and sweat and pushed and seen a human being pressed out or a spiritual being pressed out, because I see them both the same. When you see the formation and maturity of that which was little coming from you and coming from your love and your labor, come into a place of gratitude. Oh, Dr. Betty, there is nothing more, I guess, more life-shaking. You just feel like you can rule the world when your babies grow up and return and say thank you. Nothing can mean more than that. And so we need to train children and our offspring to be filled with gratitude and to give that gratitude just to honor parents, because the Bible says it is the first commandment with promise.
Yes.
When you honor your mom, your dad, that which birthed you and brought you, that is long life as a gift from God. He actually puts it high on a standard and on a scale of long life. And so we really need to teach that and help children to understand. Don't be.
I think I lost her just for a second, but she is actually speaking on the love for a child. And honestly, this is such a powerful conversation with the one and only Dr. Yolanda Powell by way of Maryland. And she has an event that's coming up this weekend also. It will be on Sunday, probably after this broadcast has filmed or aired, but I definitely want you to follow her. There she is. She's back. Before I lose you again, Dr. Powell, I would love for you to tell everyone how to get in touch with you.
Yes, I am on Facebook as Dr. Yolanda Powell. It's an easy way to connect. But you can also reach me through my website at www.dryolandapowell.com. And so those are probably the best ways to do that. And just being able to connect through Facebook or through Instagram. I think we're also on LinkedIn as the same. So whether you're kind of doing the daily Facebook run or doing a professional run, you'll see the same name, Dr. Yolanda Powell.
And you travel a lot. I know that I don't know if it was this year, your last travel, was it Mexico?
Yeah, we actually just got back last week. So
oh my goodness.
It's been a very recent travel. We were there doing a mission to Mexico with a team of about 7, 8, or 9 of us. And we were there to undergird an apostolic work called Living Stones there in Merida, Yucatan, Mexico. They are doing such great work, and we wanted to come and undergird them and provide them with some apostolic governmental supports. And it was just fantastic to be able to kind of pour into a nation that's hungry and thirsty.
Yes. And how can we support you financially with these type of missions?
Well, I'm on Cash App at $YW Powell. That's pretty easy. And then I'm also on PayPal at Yolanda Powell Transcontinental. And so those two areas really do help us, as we are doing two things. We are helping ministries in foreign nations to get resources, training, and development that they normally don't get. America is so blessed, but many of the nations around her, particularly at the Mexican border and beyond, are not as blessed in terms of church formation and kingdom development. And then we're working also with women and girls with human trafficking. That is my heart's cry in this season. So every dollar we receive is going to help churches develop and mature and grow, or women to help them develop and grow. And so it's exciting. So funds go to either one. So we're excited to be able to do those things.
And I honestly will make sure that I advertise everything that she just said on all of my platforms. Honestly, there's nothing like sowing a seed into genuine individuals that are leaving an imprint that will be here long after they are gone. You know, it's like I said, life, live intentionally for affinity. And that's definitely what Dr. Powell is doing. She's a phenomenal mom, not only to her three children, but to millions of other women that she don't even know, the lives that she is changing and touching. And an honor to have her here on this show, where I know I will hear back from millions of you.
Amen.
That will say, where did she come from? You can follow her, honestly, I tell you. You know, that is nothing more than I like to do than to be tethered with God's genuine children of the world, and not for the world, but for his kingdom.
Amen.
What are your parting words for us today, Dr. Powell?
I would like to just encourage mothers on this Mother's Day to realize their God-given strength, their God-given power, and their God-given authority, that the Lord really don't make no junk, as they used to say when I was growing up. That when he designed the womb of a woman, when he designed the body and frame of the feminine, he had a great and grand idea. And so moms, just want you to be encouraged, want to speak prophetically to you that this is a great season for you and your family. I know that moms are kind of struggling sometimes with young children, middle-aged areas in middle school and high school, and adult children. But I want you to know you got this. You are a power source from on high, and your words, your voice, your volume, and your velocity can make the difference in now and next generation. So, but bless all the mamas today and always.
Yes, I am speechless, and he told me to be, you know. you've been listening to none other than the Dr. Yolanda Powell here on the Power of Praise Network. I promise you have to follow her to get more and more blessings from her. That's all you will see on her social media is blessings. Honestly, you won't see what she's cooking for dinner or what she ate for dinner.
None of that.
Everything is so authentic, and it's such a pouring. And I know I hear her saying something else. What is it? What is that, Dr. Powell?
Well, you know, as you were talking about grandma and holding hands, I was thinking about that. I want to encourage women to grow up and grow forward and be those same kind of mamas, grandmamas, big mamas, nanas. I think that we didn't understand when we were young that we would one day become that we would one day be the one taking another little girl, another little boy by the hand. But when we get the revelation that we are that we are those women now, then we won't back up and we won't back down. We will take them to church. We will train them in Christ. We will move them forward. We will not be too busy and we will not be too afraid. We will be the big mamas of the 21st century. And we will be the ones that will be making conversations that when we are gone, they will be talking about us, Dr. Betty. They will be saying, I remember when she took me by the hand, and I remember when she corrected me, and I remember when she put me on a good path. So I just want to say that, you know, we really just need to step up our game and know that we are the one in the front of the line right now. And there's nobody else to look around who going to do it. It's up to us to make a difference in our children's and our children's children's lives by being big mamas today.
Yes, I'm telling you, that is so true. And listen, she just made me think of mama, mama, you know, I love you. That is, you know,
yes.
That's our time, folks. And we appreciate you tuning in. Leave us your comments, visit her site, leave comments there, let her know how much you appreciate her love and how she touched your heart. Because if you haven't seen me with my little clinics here, touch my heart. Always, always touching my heart. So thank you
blessing.
For tuning in to the Power of Praise Network.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.